Welcome back to it. It's 18 after. I want to read you something here. Hank Paulson, Richard Armitage, Brent Scowcroft, Tony Fratto, and others, all former members of Bush administrations, both the President 41 and President 43, all openly supporting Hillary Clinton. Saying that, you know, that's the way they have to go. And you know what I say when I hear that? I just go, you guys are obviously part of the problem and not the solution. You guys are obviously more interested in the elitists program, the globalists, the Remain campaign, if you will. How can somebody, when you know exactly what would happen, which would be the Supreme Court justices that would be selected, that would eviscerate the Second Amendment and the first not far behind, that would raise taxes and further divide America, pitting American against American in class warfare on financial and social divides, because that's how this works with the president we currently have, and it's how it would work with the Hillary Clinton administration. And yet these alleged Republicans, alleged conservatives, are more willing to throw us to the wolves than let somebody that's not part of the establishment elite step in. We are with Congressman Tim Walberg this morning. Congressman, I find it bizarre, frankly, that I see all these Republicans saying, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, when you mention a guy like Hank Paulson's name, I can fully understand that he's supporting Hillary. Old Goldman Sachs CEO, the guy responsible for TARP, that I voted against, the Wall Street bailout back in 2008, a guy that is only known for protecting his wallet, doesn't have an American urge of true free enterprise capitalism that allows all boats to rise. This guy wanted his own boat to rise, and Hillary will be the best for him because, frankly, she works with best with those people who support her financially in a campaign. So, again, that has to force those of us who are true American ideal loving Americans, who understand that freedom works best with risk included with it, and you bear the brunt of the risks you take. But we don't stand in your way of getting up and moving on again, and we don't make special rules for you. We've got to stand together and push back against the politicization that's going on from the leftists against common sense Americans that are doing what they're doing right now because they fear that the America they love is going away. And that's why, as they attempt to get us in a crisis, let's push back on that and keep our eyes narrowed toward a goal of saying America's people will unite again in such a way that we control what's going on and it's not the top-down management of government that takes place.
Yeah, I feel that people are asleep. I don't know how we get there. I talk to people every day, as do you. It is incredible to me the general across-the-board ignorance of people that just think they know things about what has happened or what's going on with the past or this or that, and they know so little about so much. They're dangerous, but they're completely ill-informed.
Responsibility to consistently keep going at it, not get frustrated to the point of giving up. I mean, we'll be frustrated, but we have to push forward. And so when I'm talking about what's going on in our coming elections, I keep reminding people that, number one, the president works for the people. That's how it was arranged. And don't forget that. That's still a capability that we can achieve. So your vote for members of Congress is probably more important than your vote for president, because I don't work for the president, whether he's Democrat or Republican. I work for the people of the 7th District. The president does not employ us. He is hired by us, or she is hired by us. And so which arrangement will work best? That's why I contend you put Hillary in place. You, again, take the Article 1 powers of the Constitution away from the people, that being the people's house, because for 8 years now, the Democrats under Harry Reid have been willing to let this president have a pass to walk all over us and have forced the House to even go to court, as we found out last week with the decision where the Supreme Court stood with us where we pushed back against his executive order on illegal amnesty. But that's a tough way to go, and it took years. So think very carefully as we move forward that you've got to have arrangement where you have a president who will be pushed back on by both parties, if necessary, to control the rapid overreach of the executive branch. We do not want a monarch. We do not want a dictator. We want a representative government. And that's what I'm telling people. So don't lose hope. That can take place. That comes by a simple vote at the ballot box with common sense of saying the American ideal worked. Bernie Sanders is wrong, of course. Socialism never worked. At least he's honest about what he believes.
It always fails.
Pardon?
It always fails. Puerto Rico, Venezuela, it doesn't matter where you go. It always fails.
Yeah.
I'll give you the last word. Let's tell you what, I'll give you the last word, being mindful of the 4th of July weekend.
Well, the 4th of July weekend is a reminder that there is an idea that does work. And again, it comes by people that are willing to understand that they have incredible forces against them, but with the strength of right on their side, clear thinking, common sense, ability to sacrifice for ultimately freedom and the victory, we win. We can do it again. We can do it again. We've got all the tools to do it. Let's not give up. And thank God for those that have gone before us who are willing to make that same sacrifice. They won. We will too.
Well, there you go. All right. Congressman Tim Walberg, you have a terrific 4th of July Independence Day weekend, and thanks for stopping in, as always.
Thank you. And we'll look forward to being out and about, enjoying the parades and everything else that goes on with a great country.
There you go. Congressman Tim Walberg, everybody, on a Thursday here on the program, headed for the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a good one. Looks like the weather's going to be just about perfect across it. Although, check locally. A lot of burn bans in effect now. So private fireworks, your fireworks, might not be allowed. And if you set something on fire, it is your bill. And fairly so. It's the Steve Gerber Show.